Hello.
Hello. Okay, so thank you for joining this episode of the Brabazons podcast. I am Samantha.
And Anita.
Thank you so much for coming back again. I think we've definitely have been having some Mercury retrograde going on here, with this with technology just kind of not cooperating with
I think there's definitely some energy coming in from our discussion about families as well.
yeah, speaking of families, we're going to be talking about families today and how their energy affects us. I think if there's one thing, if you ever want to know how awakened and enlightened you are, you just need to spend like a day with your family. And
That is so true. That is so true. That's the biggest
that's the biggest test, isn't
proof and
it?
test. Exactly. And if you can live and stay among your family and everything is fine, then
Yeah,
pff,
you've reached like the highest form of enlightenment. If you can stay centered and not get wound up or triggered. That's the word, triggered by family.
That's very true. That's very, very true. And also, not only triggered, but even if we get triggered, if we recognize that we are getting triggered and we are
Yes.
able to work on the trigger right away and also be there for our family as well and understand why the triggers are coming, then yeah, we're definitely on the right path.
Yeah. Do you believe that, we choose our family and that they play a very important role in our spiritual awakening?
100%.
Yeah, I think so too.
100%.
Yeah, and I think they're
And
purposely triggering on a reason for a reason as well.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And it's very interesting because since our discussion about families and our family triggers, I also got some really interesting discussions, and I had some really interesting discussions with some of my other friends related to this topic, and I also got some really nice insights, and we'll go into that as well. And I really, really think it's just what you said. It's definitely, I mean, we choose them because we have to solve specific items in our life. And if it's exactly as you said, if we can spend time together with them and not or even if we are triggered, to recognize and be able to go beyond the trigger, then yeah, definitely we're on the right path.
Yeah, I think we come to Earth school, and we choose our family because, and then and we have and they I think we agree to have them to like trigger us so that that we learn specific lessons, because I think we come to Earth with like a whole shopping list of all the things that we want to learn. And who better than family to do that, because they're kind of guaranteed to do that, aren't they? With the proximity and all that. So yeah, I really do think, yeah, they definitely do it for a very good reason, for our own spiritual awakening. And I think if we kind of keep that in mind, I think it makes dealing with them a bit easier, perhaps. But I always forget about that, like when I'm like say when I'm in my mom or something, and she's triggering me, like I'm not kind of thinking, okay, remember, she's doing this for a very good reason, this is why you're here, this is why you're in art school. And sometimes I'm like, really agree to this.
I
I
don't
don't agree to
remember.
this.
I
Exactly.
don't remember
Exactly.
signing up for this, huh? It's very true. It's very true. And
Yeah.
I have to say, for example, in my case, I've learned to control myself so much when I'm around, especially my mom as well, that normally when I'm around her, because I control myself so much, I don't necessarily feel any triggers. But
Okay.
what's really interesting is that when I get away from her and, when I relax, I begin to get signals. I
Okay.
begin to get or specific things happen that remind me, okay, there's something there that still needs to be solved. Because, for example, last time we were talking, she sent me an email, I responded, and I just behaved my normal self with her, and as our usual relationship goes, which in fairness I have to say is not the easiest type of relationship. And after this discussion that we had, a few days later I had this really strange dream about my adoptive mom. And that she was like, my adoptive mom was really, really disappointed with who I am as a person right now. And I felt so sad in the dream. It was unbelievable. Like I felt this huge heaviness on my soul. And I woke up and I was like, what? Why did I dream this? Because there is in no way my adopted mom would have ever felt like it. I'm 100% sure about it. And also because my relationship with my adopted mom was completely different. So I started looking at what happened. What was the trigger? Why did that dream happen? Where, because I was also feeling very well within myself at the moment before the dream. So I started analyzing and looking into what was going on. And then I remembered, hold on, I was talking to my mom just a while ago, and it was just a few days before. So I started analyzing our discussion and, my relationship with my mom. And my relationship with my mom, as I said, is not the best. And it's not necessarily that she's disappointed with me. I know she's not disappointed with me, but as the person that I am, but I am sure she is disappointed with the fact that we do not communicate better. And because of the two of us, that we do not have a better relationship. And,
Like she, does she wish that you had the same relationship with her like you had with your adopted mom?
most probably, most probably, most probably. And then when I thought about it and I realized what was going on, I said to myself, okay, the message is not from myself and it's not from my adopted mom. It's from my mom who, as I was saying, when we were talking, our family members, especially our family members, have the key to triggering us. Because they have the same DNA, they have a lot of similar vibrations to ours. And I realized that, for myself, and I'm talking now in my case, I realized that no matter how high you raise your vibration, if you are not on a good vibration with your family, every single trigger you, your vibration will go down. Or my vibration.
The recording just got cut off there. Can you just repeat that last line again?
Yeah, so I realized that no matter how high you go within your own personal vibration, if you did not solve your family ties and if you don't have a good relationship within your family, then every single time you will connect with your family, or your family will try to connect with you, because protection will not work. There is no such thing as I'll protect myself from my family, because you know they have
They've got the secret
the
key.
exactly they have exactly they have a very similar genetic code, have a very similar vibration, and especially with moms have had each one of us inside their womb. That connection that forms between the mom and the baby is the strongest connection in the world. And that is something incredible. And unfortunately, for many, many reasons, because either our moms go through trauma when they are pregnant, or whether the baby is going through a trauma while being pregnant, illness, or maybe not feeling well inside the womb, or maybe feeling vibrations from other people that are not okay with our moms, etc., etc. All these factors will remain both inside the mom's soul and both inside the baby's soul. And if we do not solve that relationship, especially that relationship, then every single time we will be triggered by the pain of our mothers, the traumas that the mothers had, and whatever they want to solve and they feel is not solved, whenever we will be triggered by this, we will go down. And I mean go down as in our vibration will instantly go down.
No, I completely agree with, I definitely agree with you. Like, and I know we were both discussing this when you told me that you had that dream, and I just thought, yeah, it is actually, it's so true. They are able to get into that space, you know, because of this, you know, they have a similar DNA. They've, you know, they carried us in that womb, you know, in that womb, it's like they've, you know, that 9 months that they carried us in the womb, you know, it's our soul was being called from like the farthest reaches of the universe and coming into this density, into that womb, for us to be birthed into this reality. And yeah, that, you know, that time spent in that womb, we are going to absorb so many things. And you know, if you think of how much they went through as well, and like even the generations of women before our mothers, they had to, you know, survive like patriarchy and, you know, maybe even poverty and, you know, having to, you know, be a certain way, yet, you know, be beautiful and look attractive and be this and be that, and there was so much pressure on them to be all these things, you know. So yeah, no, I'm sure they carry so many things, and I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is things that need to be healed.
Totally. And I also think there are some cases in, you know, the difference of circumstances for each of our, you know, families is very important as well, because like you say, you know, for some mothers, they had so much pressure to deal with, and they had so many things to go through. For other mothers, maybe the pressures were not as high, but maybe their expectations of the people around them were different or higher. And because those expectations were not met, they were left very disappointed with the world around them, with whatever happened after the pregnancy, maybe they were expecting the father of the child to be a lot more present, more involved, and maybe that never happened, and that frustration was thrown upon the
Definitely.
child.
And I mean, even now, I still see it in some mothers where it's like they are the ones who have to pick up all the pieces. And it and you know, and it does, and I always, and I can see it, the way they are with their children. It's like it's so overwhelming for the, you know, the parent, the mother. You know, the child doesn't really, I don't think the child really understands it, but I'm sure at some subconscious level the child is capable of absorbing that, you know.
Exactly. And all these frustrations, all everything is being absorbed. And at some point in life, when we become aware that, we're not necessarily that we're not happy with what's going on, but we become aware that the way things are and the way things happen are not the best for the way we are and for our vibration, a conflict begins. Because, at the end of the day, it is a conflict. We know something is not okay. We see that, the pattern still continues on and on. And to break the pattern, a lot of the times there is a conflict before breaking the pattern.
Yeah, of course, it's that breakthrough, isn't it? Before that, you know, kind of like darkest before dawn kind of thing. And
Exactly.
yeah, and I think a lot of people like carry this wound in them and they don't know why they're not happy, why they're not joyful. It's like there's something in them, and you know, and I think people are not really addressing it. Like they're thinking, oh, well, I must be depressed then. But well, why are you depressed? Why do you think you're depressed? Is it something that you're carrying that's not even yours to carry?
Yeah, exactly. This is incredibly important because what happens, and this is something also very connected with your dream as well, babe. And I think you should really, really talk about your dream as well because it's extremely relevant. It's incredible because what happens when our family triggers us emotionally and vibrationally, they, as we said, they can actually put or throw on top of us all those feelings of anger, anxiety,
Fear.
unhappiness. And even though we come in with everything and we come in with that divine force, and the more we get triggered by them, the more we absorb as well. And exactly as you said, at some point, then you realize you have a teenager who is totally depressed, totally unhappy with what is around them, and no idea where all this is coming from. And a lot of the time, it's actually coming from the family. It's actually coming from everything that is happening within the family. And this doesn't have to be all obvious
No,
or
and I think
all.
most of the time it isn't very obvious.
Exactly. And this is the tricky part because a lot of the times it's actually very
Yes,
subtle.
I do agree. So you know, and I'm gonna talk about my dream in a minute. But yeah, the reason why, you know, we both were starting to talk about this, you know, family and our mothers kind of hijacking our dream state was, you know, because I had a dream. I think this must be what, at least a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And in that dream, and this was just a few days after my mom had come to visit me. And I was telling her that, you know, of some of of this astrology course that I'm gonna do. And my mom didn't really say anything about it when she was here. But after she left, she started texting me and saying like, oh, can you please not do this astrology course because, you know, it's, you know, it's to do with the occult and things like that. I'm like, okay, no, not really. You clearly don't know anything about it, and you don't know anything about me either, if you think that, you know, that I'm gonna suddenly turn into some devil worshipper just because I'm studying astrology. Like, you know, I think, yeah, we're not, wait, no, I'm not even gonna go there with what I think about
Yeah.
her opinion on that. You know, that's just her opinion. Although I think it's also quite ironic because, you know, my name is Samantha. She actually named me after a TV witch, you know. I turned out like this. It's your own damn fault. I think it's, yeah, I think it's the series called Bewitched, and it was like her favorite like series when she was younger, and the witch was called Samantha, which, and that's why she named me Samantha. So yeah, it's all her fault, really.
Exactly. I mean,
But yeah, so in my dream a few days after, and I mean, you know, even like while she was texting me and, you know, asking me not to go for this astrology course, like I was quite adamant, you know, that no, I am going to go for this astrology course. You don't really understand what astrology is all about, and you don't understand my gifts and what my intentions are. And I think I was quite, I was,
yeah.
and she was kind of going on about how she knows me and things, and what, and I was like, well, no, actually, you don't really know me. You don't really know who I am if you think this is where I'm headed to, you know. And
Yeah.
I had to make it, and I had to make that quite clear to her that even, and also, and then she started going on about how, you know, she's got about 30 years more experience than me, but yes, of course she does, but 30 years of different experience than me, not 30 years more experience, you know. It's a, it's two very different things, because you know, I think as much as our parents like to think that they know us, you know, because they carried us and things like that, or they, you know, they brought us up, you know, when we t when we start turning into adults, our experiences are our own, and you know,
True.
they're not part of that experience anymore. So yeah, I think it, and I think that can, but maybe for some parents, as I know, maybe especially for my mom, that can be quite difficult to grasp.
And very
And
scary,
yeah,
and very.
exactly, very scary, because it's like, you know, the ownership, you know, there's that ownership, isn't it, like my child and my daughter, but
And the
actually
control.
no, you don't own me. You're, yes, I'm your, you gave birth to me, but I have my own life and my own experience. Yeah. And anyway, so a few, I was being quite adamant about, you know, going for that astrology course, and I thought I managed to convince her that, you know, I, that, you know, my intentions are good and I just want to help people. Yeah, we spoke on the phone. We didn't really talk about, you know, it anymore about the course. We were just sort of like, you know, very surface chit chat stuff. And I was telling her that I was, because I was home that day and I wanted to do some of my feng shui studying. And I told her that was what I was doing. And she remembered, and that was the night where I had the most horrific dream. And I normally don't get bad dreams, you know, because I do my spiritual hygiene before going to bed. I, you know, I do my protection. I call upon my guides and my higher self, you know, and you know, we're, and I'm always in kind of like that bubble. But this time, you know, I clearly wasn't in that bubble, because I dreamt that I was, my soul had been captured, and you know, we were forced to, you know, eat human flesh and, you know, blood, and partake in like blood sacrifices and all that kind of really horrible stuff. And my soul was so tormented, and so, you know, my spirit was so low at that time that I was just giving in and, you know, doing whatever that I was told to do. And like, you know, there was that real feeling of being trapped. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, that's just horrific. And I honestly thought that that it was a sign for me not to continue on with my feng shui and all that kind of stuff. And I'm so glad I spoke to you about it because you then told me, no, it's clearly your mom, just my mom, just projecting her fears onto me. And when I kind of thought about it, because I kind of knew sort of maybe an hour after I woke up from the dream, you know, once I've kind of recovered from that trauma of having that dream, that I knew it was definitely some sort of scare tactic. But it really boggled me because I had done my protection. So how can whatever thing that hijacked that dream, how could have they come into my dream? And I could even feel my vibration had lowered. You know, I could, because there was so much of fear and energy, you know, when I woke up, it was still there. And it was really scary because I don't think my vibration had gone l that low for a very, very long time. You know, I do a lot of work to keep my vibration up, and it was very scary to see that my vibration could just go down just like that.
So
Yeah,
fast.
and very quickly as well. And I knew about, you know, afterwards that it was definitely a scare tactic. But, you know, and I just didn't know how that it could have happened. And then you told me, like, yeah, it was clearly your mom hijacking your dream and projecting her fears onto me. And then I realized that I had only just spoken to her that evening, you know, and telling her about the feng shui, so that I was doing some feng shui studying. And, you know, so she was, because we had that line of communication that kind of that was obviously a little bit open. So I think it was also probably easier for her to kind of get in. And
True, true.
it's crazy because I now realize like how much of fear she has for her to project that amount of fear onto me. You know, it's a lot. It really is a lot.
Very, very true. And I also think, you see, what is really interesting and why, you know, I thought about our dreams as well, is that both dreams were triggered after having discussions with our mothers. So it's something that, you know, I've also noted in a lot of people that, you know, have had troubles in their relationship with their parents, that in order not to be triggered by them, they choose to stay away and do not talk to them at all. And in fairness, you know, each one of us has their own way of dealing with trauma, because no matter what, I mean, this is a traumatic experience, having to end up to a stage where you just don't talk at all to your parents. That can be pleasant or nice in any way. That's a traumatic
Yeah, of
experience
course.
that any one of us that goes there has to get through. But the of course, as we were saying, the ideal way to do it is actually not having to cut off all ties, but actually recognizing that, okay, even if I get triggered, even if I talk to them today and they trigger me, I know the trigger and I know how to deal with it, because
And that is the self-mastery, isn't it? It's like, you know, we've come to that point where we know the programs in our own heads, our own negative thought patterns, and we've managed to reverse them. And now we're just doing the same thing with these triggers and with what our parents are bringing to us. No, absolutely, and I think that's probably the best way to do it because there's one quote that I've heard, and I think this is so true. What you resist will persist, and I think when you resist that relationship with your parents because you fear those triggers are just going to keep persisting until you learn those lessons and rise above it.
Exactly. And what's really incredible is that those triggers may not have to come in a similar form or pattern, they will probably come in a completely different way. And speaking of this, this is a discussion that I really had, a really interesting discussion that I ended up having at the seaside while I was away at the seaside these days. It's very interesting because I love the way the universe works with us and works with everything around us. Because before leaving for the seaside, I really wanted for one of my cousins as well to join, and I also was thinking of, other things to do. And in fairness, none of these were happening. I could see that, whatever way I was trying and whatever I was doing, I was kind of slowly drawn towards, going there on my own and letting things happen there because there's something waiting for me there. So I said, okay, as always, I know when I get the signs and I know not to
Yeah,
insist.
just let go. Go with the flow.
Exactly. So when I saw that whatever I was trying to do was just not working out, I was like, okay, then there's definitely something there. So I'll see what it is. And I went with my friends, and my good friend, my very good friend here from Sibiu, she has a sister, whom I've met only once very briefly here in Sibiu, and then that was it. So we've met in Bucharest on our way to the seaside again, and the two of us were supposed to sleep in the same room when going to the seaside, So it was, that's what I was saying. Like, it was very interesting because, I was kind of like, why is this happening? Because, like I said, I mean, initially the plan was for three of us to be, myself, my cousin, and Olga's sister, to be sleeping in one room, and then Olga and her fiance, obviously, in another room. But for some reason, it just ended up being only myself and her sister. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I said, I just let with the flow. And at the beginning when we met, I felt there was a distance, and I was like, fair enough. Not every person is open, or open as in, opening communication from the beginning, So I was like, it's fine, at the end of the day, we're going to the seaside. I'll definitely enjoy the sea, and if everything else, comes or flows, it's even more welcoming. So, on our second last day at the seaside, on one of the evenings when we thought we're just gonna go to sleep because all of us, we were really tired. We had some really good times, and we were really tired in one night. We went to bed at 10 p.m. And as we were, I look on WhatsApp and I see this video that I received from another friend of mine on the power and magic of the woman. And I was like, exactly. I was like, just like you. I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. So we were the two of us in bed, and I put the video playing, and we were listening to it. And the more we were listening to it, we were like, seriously? What the hell is this? Because the message, first of all, the person that was giving the message was totally off. I mean, really not the type of person that I would say, okay, this is the person that I would look up to for a message like this. And
Was it a
second,
man?
the
Was it
message
a
was,
man giving this message?
of course, it was a man. And besides the fact that it was a man, first of all, you could see from miles that he was an alcoholic. Not only that, but he definitely had a major problem with alcohol, and he had a major problem with women. So it was like, yay, perfect way to end the day. So both of us obviously got bitching about it. And slowly but surely, we ended up, in very, very deep discussion. We ended up in a very, very deep
Okay.
discussion about
Yeah.
family and about our inner journey. And we ended up, I was telling her about our discussion, what we both discussed about, our mothers and what we realized and how incredible these bonds are. And she said to me something really, really important for me, which was, our parents choose to be, or can be, one of these. And it was first being just a tool that God uses to bring you here on earth. Second, being a vessel that God uses, for you to come here, but also to give and transmit further the energies of God, and also helping you and teaching you to pick up on these energies and giving them further. And third is to be your support. And when they are your support, they are all three in one. And that is, they can actually be everything. They are the tool that God uses to bring you to earth. They are the vessel of energy and of love and compassion, and they give all that and to you, and they give it further as well. And they support you in your dreams and your conquest and your way and your chosen path. Of course, within reason. I mean, maybe there may be some things that you need guidance with, but no matter what, they will support your idea and your ideals. And when she said that, I was like, oh, this is really interesting, because from my point of view, my adoptive mom has always stood at level one, which was that tool that God used to bring me to earth. But that's no problem. I mean, to me, and this was really interesting, because when I've actually seen things put this way, I was kind of thinking, like, that's fine, because in our relationship, between myself and her relationship, this is all she chose to be. And that's fine. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, if there's nothing more that came out of that, it's her choice.
Wait, are you talking about your biological mom or your adopted mom?
Yeah, my
Your
biological
biological mom,
mom.
okay,
Exactly. So it's her choice. And this goes back to what you were telling me, and it's also very relevant. And what I realized as well is that, yeah, these are their choices. We are not responsible for their choices. And if she chose to have only this role in our relationship, then that's fine. Even though, I mean, of course, in her relationship with my youngest sister, she will probably choose to be the free, which is to be the support. But in the same time, that's because that's a completely different relationship, a completely different time, completely different country, completely different man, completely everything different. So when I've put it all this together, I was like, oh, this is so relieving, because it each one of us in their role as a parent, looking at, the limitations or the opportunities, depending on the limitations or the opportunities that we have, as a parent, we choose what we can be and what we can do. If we limit ourselves, or if our parents limit themselves to being in a specific role, then that's their choice, and all we can do is accept it, let go, and love them regardless of what they chose.
Wow, that's that's very beautiful, actually, and very profound. Oh, it's absolutely true as well. Because we were talking about this choice thing, weren't we? Especially in relation to my mom, how she has chosen to, like be in fear and to live a certain way and not let go of those old wounds, and it is their choice to do that. So,
Totally.
it yeah, and it's not really our burden to carry.
Exactly. This is so important, and I think so many of us should realize, okay, it's fine. You don't have to. I mean, a lot of us just lead this fight and this conflict. We keep feeding this conflict because we actually want them to get out of that and snap
Yeah,
out.
we want them to have, we want them to be not what they choose to be. We want them to be what we want them to be. We want them to be, like, if they may have chosen just to be that one, just the tool, but we might want them to be all three, and I think sometimes that's also where the conflict is. Well, it's the whole push-pull thing, isn't it? Like, they're just there and that's all they can be. And then we get frustrated because we want them to be more than just that, and we feel that perhaps they are capable of being more than just that, but they're just not.
Exactly, because we see the potential. We see the potential, and we know, of course, we know they can do so much more. Not that they can do so much more. There's also a really important side to this as well. Because once it's like they live in this small little pond, and you're swimming in this beautiful ocean. And you're like, come on, just come over here and see the ocean, come on,
I
damn
know. Well,
it.
this is like, it's not just with parents as well. It's like anyone who is just not hasn't woken up yet. It kind of feels that way, you know?
And you're like, swimming in this beautiful ocean, and you want them to have a taste of it. You want them to feel it, you want to have this wonderful, beautiful world of, love and passion and compassion and happiness. And from out there in the ocean, you look at them and they're just
They're in their
like,
like muddy swamp and
exactly. You're like, for God's sake, just get out of there. But they just don't, and the flip side is also the disappointment, because you're so disappointed, and I know for myself as well. I was so disappointed that my mom could not see, this wonderful potential that was there.
And I'm exactly the same. Like, I felt very disappointed that, she doesn't really know me. She only, yeah, in fact, I don't think she knows me at all. And I felt very disappointed about that, and that she doesn't go any deeper into wanting to know me, like, I've got like her sister, who I'm really close to, who knows me on a much more deeper level, and they're sisters, and I think that kind of almost makes things worse, because you kind of think as sisters they should be kind of alike and they should be capable of, but actually no, they're not. They're two completely different people.
Exactly. And this is another reason why, we get triggered so strongly by them, because if there's also a lot of disappointment
Yes,
and a lot of
especially that
resentment.
disappointment.
Exactly. When that's there, then it's like an instant boom. You see them, you talk to them, and it's like boom, right? And again, as I said, it doesn't have to be consciously. Subconsciously, the trigger is there. And as soon as we go away, or we don't even probably have to go away, but the signs come out and the feelings come out in every way possible. And that's what I was saying, really, really important is to understand the trigger, understand it, and just of it, and actually, I was thinking just now that I think what we could do next, not sorry, this is Nick, I'm just shaking.
Do some shaking.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing some belly dancing here. I think in our next podcast, we should do a womb cleaning up, a child in the womb cleaning up session.
That sounds interesting.
Isn't it? Because I think any one of us would benefit from doing
Yeah,
that
I think
cleansing.
so. And actually, even speaking of that, I was in about family and things like that. I was doing a meditation ye on Friday, and a lot of like old stuff was just coming up for release, basically. And I was back at into my childhood, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, and a lot of the stuff that I haven't dealt with was coming back, and it is amazing, because I realized that a lot of the stuff that I'm trying to deal with, any like the childhood stuff, I'm dealing it from a perspective of an adult. Whereas when I did the meditation on Friday, I was back at age 5 and I was dealing it as an age 5 child. And it's a very, very different experience.
Oh yes. And this is actually great. I mean, this is what we should do, I mean, we'll do a womb cleansing and then let's do this. Let's see how it feels to heal from a child perspective.
I think I've only ever
Perfect.
once, yeah, one meditation that I did, where I was actually back in the womb and I could feel a lot of like the disappointments and the pressures that my mom was going through while I was in the womb. That was the only time that I could, yeah, that I could kind of like, and that was more, I think, that was more, it was to show me so that I could understand what she went through while she was expecting me.
And that's a major relief as well, because seeing all that will also make it easier for ourselves to understand, okay, it wasn't that easy. And it's also because they are our parents, and in fairness, maybe sometimes even ourselves, we put a lot of pressure on them because
Absolutely, absolutely. We expect them to be perfect and know everything, and because we have always looked to them for that guidance and for that unconditional support. And then suddenly, when we become adults, we realize actually they're not that great. They're not all that. And it can be a bit of a shock, actually. Because we've always kind of looked up to them and stuff. And then suddenly we have that realization that actually they don't really know. They don't have all the answers. And it's up to us to
Exactly.
find the answers. And that's like, oh my God.
Exactly, and it's like handing over the flame, because they're like, they show you the flame, and they show you the light while you're a child and while we were children. And then as we grow up, we actually pick up the flame and we run with it, and this is this is, I mean, this is how, this is how we evolved as humans, because, there's always been the next generation and the next generation and the next generation who always has gone further, So it's totally true. I mean, yeah, they don't have all the
No,
answers. They don't know everything,
but and
you
also
know, and
they go so far so that we can then go further, and that we can push those
exactly.
boundaries a bit, and maybe they might be scared of those boundaries, but we're not, and we probably have our own boundaries that we're kind of scared to go to, and maybe that's for like the next lifetime or the next generation to kind of push,
Exactly. So this is how it goes, and as long as we then understand all this, and we also see how it was for them when we were very, very young, or when we were only a few weeks old, etc., that we will be even more understanding. And I think the more understanding we will be, and the less connected with the trauma and fears and the other side, let's say, of things, I think their perception will slowly change as well. Obviously, slowly is a very important word here, because because again, they are a different vibration, and it's also the age that's very important as well, so they will definitely, as I mean, as long as if you stayed for a whole lifetime in 2D or 3D, obviously you're not going to be able to go in a 5D right away, even maybe not even ever, but at least even trying to get there, even having glimpses of it, it's still better than
Yeah,
nothing.
absolutely. But I always kind of wonder as well, perhaps they've just chosen not to go there.
True.
Maybe for whatever reason, their souls decided that they're not gonna ascend to that place, or I don't know. I really don't know. It's always a difficult one.
True, and if they choose that, then that's fine. I mean, they choose to remain there, it's fine. And again, as I said, then all we can do is just understand and be I'm looking for a word, and it's not compassionate. It's comprehensive, I suppose, about it. And but in any way, do not get disappointed, because
Exactly.
this is the key. If this is what they choose, then that's fine. It's their choice, and they will, I mean, related to that choice, they may have to come back here, or they may have to go somewhere else to learn more about it. Who knows? But that's their choice, and we don't have to, there's no need to hold on to that.
No, exactly. And also, when we were talking about choice earlier, and I think we were having this conversation before as well, it is not our responsibility to heal them.
Exactly. Totally,
Because I think it can
totally.
be quite tempting. You kind of want, like we were talking about, when we're swimming in this beautiful ocean, and they're, trying to keep up in this muddy swamp, and it's very tempting to kind of want to try to heal them and try to get them over. But yeah, no, I think choice is very, very important, and free
Totally.
will, that them having that free will, but to do what they want to do as well.
Exactly. And another really important aspect of this is that if they really choose to remain where they are, and if they are a very toxic person, then in that aspect, I totally would understand if someone would say, okay, I'd rather be away, distance myself from this person. In that In that aspect, totally agree. Because all, no matter what you will do, if you get close to a very toxic person, that's not going to be
No,
beneficial.
exactly. This is really is really interesting that you said, that you brought up this whole issue of like toxic, because I personally find my mom to be a bit of an energy vampire. But I don't know if she does it on purpose or I really don't know. It's a really difficult one because I know she's got a really, really pure heart. Like, I know she's a really lovely person. She only wants the best for me. That I know for sure. And I know she really loves me. And of course she does. Like, she wouldn't have all these fears if she didn't. But at the same time, she has this energy about her that just drains the whole room. And I know, and it's not just me who's experienced this. Her own like sisters have experienced this. My John, my husband, has experienced this. A few people have said this, and so like I know it's not just me who's feeling this way. It's also a few other people, especially those who are sensitive to energy,
Totally agree. I mean, this can definitely be the case, and going back to toxic, I really think what we should do is, and this is something, speaking of, we do not, we are not, we are not responsible for dragging them out of where they
No.
are as long as they choose to be there. But what we can do, and I think it's really, really important, this is especially for very toxic parents, is get yourself your own space to heal. And once you are healed, the best thing you can do is send them your unconditional love. Because if you take them in your meditation, if you meditate and get yourself in that unconditional love state, and you send them all that unconditional love and pray for them as well. Prayer is an amazing energy. If you do that, no matter what they absorb, maybe they will never even absorb that energy. But no matter what, your own vibration and your own triggers will be healed. The more you, this is something for myself that I'm working at as well, because I'm exactly in the same place. I'm exactly in the same situation. I mean, my mom, my birth mom can be very toxic. But what I realized that the more I've went in the unconditional love, the more I'm sending her the unconditional love, the more I pray for her, the easier it gets for me.
And what a beautiful lesson that is that she's teaching you, whether or not she knows it. Isn't that just an amazing lesson to really step into that unconditional love? I think it is just beautiful that, that here you are, you're having this lesson. And I mean, what greater power is there than that, that going into that unconditional love? I think that's amazing.
It's true, babe. It's very true. It's very true. And this is what I also say to many of my other friends who have similar problems, in their families. And it's actually, we should really give them at least this, it's
I mean,
like
they brought us here to this point, didn't they? So,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's due to the fact that they are like this. Never mind. Of course, it would be a lot easier and a lot more beautiful for the entire world for these journeys to happen together and for all this, for all of us to be there together. But okay, it's not happening right now, and we're not there right now as at a human
Yeah.
level.
So what's the next best thing that we
But
can do is this.
exactly. Exactly. Exactly this.
I actually just had a thought as well, like, when I was telling you about how I feel like my mom's a bit of like an energy vacuum, like the energy just like gets sucked out of the room when she's around. I actually wonder if that's like almost kind of her way of healing, because if you think of like an energy imbalance when you've got like people in a room, when one person is like this black hole because they need so much of healing, they're like this black hole of, where they are just sucking in all this energy because they need so much of healing, Maybe that's just
Totally.
her soul, like, trying to desperately find a way to heal by doing this.
Yes. Totally, totally agree. And what she's doing is actually a 2D way of healing. Because instead of connecting to the source and healing directly with the source and from the source, she's trying to heal with the first source of energy that she finds, which is here. I mean, the next, and actually even with yourself, I mean, the next best possible choice of healing is you. So what she will do is first thing is attach to yourself and get your energy. And that is it's very much like a vampire way of healing. But it's, I mean, what's the problem here is that you, me, and all of us here on Earth have a limited amount of energy. We are not, we do not come with an unlimited amount of energy here on Earth. As a soul, we have an unlimited amount of energy, of course. But, when we are in the dimension of where we come from, or in the when where we are in a dimension where there's no dimensions, let's say like that, when we are with one with the source, of course everything is unlimited. But that's why we come here on Earth, because here on Earth we are in a completely different dimension and a completely different vibration. So if you connect to everything here present on Earth, there will be a limited
Of
amount of
course, yeah,
energy.
definitely.
The problem is that when she's taking your energy, she's also giving her energy. And this is something that a lot of vampires do not know. On the moment, on the spot, it feels very good when absorbing all that good energy. Feels very good because they are feeding themselves with good energy. But what they do not realize is that when they do that, they also give away their energy. So that's why a vampire will be more and more hungry of getting that energy. The more they, it's like coffee. It's exactly like drinking coffee. It's exactly the same concept. The more you drink it, the more you become immune to it, and the more you need to have to feel that effect. So this is why obviously it's not a good way of doing it, but this is what she's trying to do. And you are very right. She's definitely screaming out for help. Her soul is screaming out for help, and she wants to heal, but she's not connecting where she
No,
should be.
exactly. And it's really, and going back to what we say about, how we see the potential and all that, like, I can see all the ways in which her soul and even herself is screaming out for that healing, in just the way she is and what she does and everything. But there's one component, that all important component, that's just not recognizing any of it. that human aspect is just not recognizing all these signs, and therefore it just leads to nowhere. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is, and as we said, what's the most important is that it led us here, and it has made us who we are
Yeah,
today, who we fully are today,
exactly.
and it will make us even further, it will
Yeah,
bring us
yeah.
even.
I was having a really interesting conversation with my cousin, who kind of went through a lot of similar stuff with me, because our mothers were sisters, and so a lot of what our mothers went through was very similar, and that's why we both have very similar, like, mother issues. And she's kind of still in that sort of disappointed phase with her mum, that her mum wasn't all this, and that, and that all she ever knew was what not to be. And actually, that's not really a bad thing if you think about it, because why do we want to be what they were? What they represent is the old way of being, the 2D and the 3D. We've come into this reality to be the 5D. We don't want to be what they were. We've come to rock the boat. We've come to bring new energy, to bring a new way of being into this reality. So actually, us learning what not to be because of them is actually a really good thing.
Yes, exactly, because we are shown, this is that dimension. That is the dimension you want to go to. Yeah. Totally agreed. Totally agreed.
What, for me, I found that conversation incredibly releasing, because there was so much of realization.
I know. I tell you, I was the same when I came back from
You were definitely meant to go there and get that message. It's funny, isn't it? It's like just such a simple message. It's like you gotta go to all the way there and like cross ponds and fly on a plane and get there just for that one message sometimes. It is crazy. Yeah. It's like gotta jump through all those hoops just to get there.
It's true.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like when I went to study Feng Shui in Hong Kong, and it's like a 13-hour flight. And the client, I was like super jet lag in the classes. And when I got back to my Airbnb, and I remember like getting all these messages about Feng Shui that weren't in any of the books. And I was like, did I literally, like, okay, I've just flown 13 hours. You could have given me this message when I was back home. Like, did I have to fly 13 hours to get all this? And but no, I think sometimes, when you go through that effort, you're kind of like opening a portal in a way, and you're allowing those energies to come in, that energy that you need to that you need that needs to come in,
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And I
Because
think like, and just like you going to the seaside, you kind of like say, yes, I'm ready for that message.
yeah, exactly. And it's also because, when we stay every day in our energies and we in our routine, and a lot of the times maybe that message could have come to me before, or maybe was there before. It's just that I didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, exactly. Because in that same energy bubble, we're not expanding our energy. We're just in that kind of like limited scope. And it's when we go out and get out of our comfort zone and kind of like and also when we're in our routine, we're so not present. As much as I know, as much as we want to be, as much as we have the intention to be, we are not present. The whole thing about routine is that we can do it with our eyes closed, we can do it while our mind is somewhere else, And when
Exactly.
we're out of that comfort zone, we are so present. And it's when we're present, that's when that magic happens.
It's very true. It's very, very true. It's very, 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 very true. Very true. So yeah, what a wonderful way to end this week.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you for that. That was, for me, that was incredibly healing.
I'm really happy, babe. I'm really, really happy. And I thank you as well, and my friend, my companion friend on at the seaside. Because she gave me the message that I needed as well.
And when you were at the seaside, the day before you were at the seaside, I was at the seaside as well. A very good friend took me to the seaside, and it was just the most incredibly healing experience, just being at the seaside and being with them as well. And it made me realize how much, we're both the student and the teacher.
Oh yes.
And
Oh.
we people even when people look at us at the t as the teacher, but actually we're their students as well. It's such a beautiful energy exchange to be the student and the teacher at the same time. I think it's lovely.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
All right, then. So that is all for this week, I think.
Yes,
I'm looking
indeed.
forward to next
And
week to that to the womb healing.
same here, same here. And we might actually do a test before tuning the podcast just to see if there's anything that comes up that we find we could add up to the podcast. Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for
Looking
joining
forward to it.
us, and we will see you all next week, I guess.
Perfect. You have a lovely
And
week.
you as well. Take care.
You too,
Bye.
babe.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Bye.